This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out today and tomorrow back on Thursday. He is out speaking today.
Is he in out of state?
Yes, he's out. He's in Wisconsin speaking up there. He told me it's fine to say that. He's going to get some, hopefully bring back some Spotted Cow, that delicious beer from Wisconsin.
That's for you.
Boy. Well, you could have some of it. You're allowed to have a beer or two or six.
I do like Spotted Cow, as you know. Good morning.
Why don't you ever drink it then? It's been here at the studio. I've left some for you. You just let it go. I've left a couple out for you in the past.
Really?
Yes. Yes,
talking,
really.
You're talking with your hands.
I am talking. I do that a lot.
Yes.
I do that a lot.
Jake, I don't know. You know this. I don't drink a lot of beer. I mean, I can't remember the last beer I had.
You didn't have a Corona on Cinco de Mayo on Sunday at all?
No, I didn't.
That saddens me a little bit.
I had a really strong margarita. Really strong. Or, I mean, ungodly strong.
Yeah. How'd you feel after that one? I got some texts for you that evening.
Cinco del Drinco.
I received a happy Cinco del Drinco text from you. I said, Which then I said, you'd be surprised I only had two beers today, and they both were not Mexican beers, which... To me, that's upsetting. I let people down.
Don't be upset.
On Cinco de Drinco, Cinco de Mayo, on Sunday. It was a weekend, too. I had no excuse. I could have done it.
You're fine. Good morning. It's gorgeous out.
Yes, it is gorgeous out. But the storm hit last night. It wasn't severe here. And like we did have some, I saw some lightning. There was some thunder, but it was just a nice rain. And as we say, the drought is over.
Half inch of rain, according to...
I thought it'd be more than that. Half inch, though.
Yeah, according to Missing Tooth Greg.
Okay. It was a consistent rain for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Our amigo. Yeah, I think he said almost a half inch. That's a lot, actually. It's a lot.
It's a lot of rain. We've had like now 3.5 inches of rain the last 15 days, essentially, the last 2 weeks.
Here's the news, Jake. It's going to be gorgeous today.
And the rest of the week.
Is it?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, we're getting some nice spring temperatures.
Good.
How about that?
70s.
Like low 70s, high 60s the rest of the week.
I need to get that hog.
I don't think any rain. So get outside, enjoy that.
Really busy day yesterday for me. I don't know about you. Wow. Yeah. Woo.
The days are all busy when you've got a child to take care of, a young kid to take care of, a newborn.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of diapers. I think people, for those out there asking.
I need to hear this.
So our kid, Scotland, our baby girl, Scotland, will be 3 weeks old tomorrow.
3 weeks old.
I'm going to guess I have changed, seriously, and my wife changes a ton of them also. I think I've changed 60 diapers so far.
Okay.
60, if not 80.
It's a big number. If not 90.
If not, it's 80.
Where would you cap the conversation?
I think 80 is the cap. Okay. I think 80 is the cap. Okay. I'm going 60 is a number I probably have changed of diapers. My wife's probably changed 100. Diapers, 120 diapers, maybe double what I've done at this point.
Yep, you're a busy man.
Yeah,
you're a dad.
People told me.
You're a father.
People told me that they go to the bathroom a lot. They go to the bathroom all the time. It's like 15 times a day.
I think you slipped in the word poop really fast.
I did, yeah.
I caught it.
They poop like 10 times, 12 times a day. How could that even be possible? It's incredible.
Well, but the cycle.
But I'm sleeping okay. Things are all right with the sleep. So, for those asking, things are going great.
Yeah, you've done really well.
Things are going great.
I have to tell you, you've handled this incredibly.
Two nights ago, she really did not want to go to sleep. It was a battle to about midnight, and I was trying to put her to sleep.
Scotland or Elizabeth?
Elizabeth wants to go to bed all the times because she's tired from getting up to feed all the time in the middle of the night and just during the day. So Scotland did not want to go to bed. It's like 11:45, and her eyes are wide open. That's a parent's worst nightmare. I mean, there's fussing, but it's the fact that you can fuss and be fighting sleep. She was not fighting sleep. She was wide awake at 11:45 p.m. I'm saying, well, hey, I got to get to work here in a couple hours. I need to get some sleep. Can you help? Can you help Daddy out here?
I think she understands.
No, she's like, no, I'm going to keep crying because I'm in charge now. This is my house. These are my rules. And you are now my servants, basically.
What time did that go down?
She probably went to bed a little past midnight.
Not too bad.
I was able to work my magic.
That's a lot, though.
And put her to sleep around midnight.
No, you're...
And she slept until about 4:30. That's a long time for a newborn to sleep, 4.5 hours. So taking some credit there.
Taking some credit there. Yeah, you're God. Now that I'm gonna reiterate this. You've not complained once. You've handled this well.
Doing the best I can. My wife is an absolute champion. She's a stud. She's taking care of that kid in an incredible fashion.
I knew that about Elizabeth.
Yeah, she's a great mother.
I always from the moment I met her, I knew, yeah, she's good stock. Can I say that?
Fine. You gave her a bro hug. What else? I mean, what else could you possibly do at this point that would be awkward?
It's no, good stock.
Good stock. She's good stock. Interesting. I think she understands
your. Stock.
I think she gets the gist of that that comment, and so do I. So we'll call.
She's from Crofton.
Yeah, she's from Crofton, Northeast Nebraska, from a farm. So
yeah,
she's farm tough.
Right.
She's farm tough.
Farm tough. Farm stock.
She would do chores before she went to school back in the day. She's farm tough.
Josh is here.
Yeah, Josh is here.
We don't do our lineup very well. We don't announce our lineup. You're here, Jake. Sipple's here, me. And Josh is here. Bill is gone.
Bill is out today.
Bill will be back this week at some point.
I believe Thursday.
Okay.
Travels back tomorrow. By the way, coachbillbush.com, if you want to book him for a speech. He can go all over the country. He can go across the world if you want.
It doesn't have to be Nebraska.
If you're living in Mexico City, if you're living in Panama, not the city or the city of Panama, but the country of Panama, or Sim in Thailand, if you want to book Bill, he just went to Tokyo with the football team in the 90s. He'll go to Tokyo and speak.
I think it was 92.
92?
Yeah, his speaking endeavors don't have to be limited to Nebraska.
No, he'll travel.
Yeah.
CoachBillBush.com. Check that out today.
You pay him appropriately.
That's right.
Nah.
And he'll take care of you.
Right.
It works both ways here. Anything else for idle chit chat for you here?
I don't. We've done pretty well
here.
We
have done well. I got a couple things here.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
You're full of energy today.
I am. I'm feeling
good.
What
is the deal?
I saw this morning, actually, courtesy of your former employer, the Journal Star.
Okay.
I want to give a quick shout out to Lincoln Northwest High School.
Please. How
about, you know, this? They're in their second year of operation.
I was going to say, I don't even know what you're talking about. I think you got the wrong school. It's Omaha Northwest.
No, there's a Lincoln Northwest High School, the Falcons. They're out by Air Park.
Okay.
Okay, just off the interstate.
Got it.
They opened up last year. This is the second year of operation for Lincoln Northwest. They won six regular season baseball games. So, again, a growing young program.
Yeah, sure.
But you know what? They upset a couple teams. They're going to state baseball. They had six regular season wins. They beat Plattsmouth and Waverly in the districts to go to state baseball with only six regular season wins in their second year in operation.
That is...
How about that?
Yes.
How about that for idle chit-chat? Shout out to Lincoln Northwest
High School. That's
Class
the first
B.
time on these airwaves, on our show, that we've mentioned Lincoln Northwest. I know that to be true.
Because I
would have thought at the time, there is no Lincoln. And there wasn't a Lincoln Northwest for 6 years of this show.
That's right. You're right. That's true.
God bless them. They're going to state.
They upset it. I found it funny that the Journal Star typed it as Lincoln Northwest miraculously put those words beat Waverly and Plattsmouth in districts to make state with six regular season wins.
Yeah, that would have got my attention as a player or coach too.
Miraculously.
Okay.
That was in the bio of the story.
Thanks for the backhanded compliment. Yes. Really miraculous.
Are we that bad?
Are we that bad? No, that's good. Good for them. Good for them. What else? You had something else.
Yeah, I always find it interesting. So in 2 days, so on Thursday, I'm hearing that that's going to be the NFL schedule release day.
I'm sorry.
NFL schedule release day.
On?
Thursday.
Thursday. Big day for you.
But it's think about this. We put an emphasis on a schedule release. We don't do that for college football. We don't do that for NBA or MLB. No one cares. It just give us the dates we play. There's shows that dedicate
it's amazing.
Time
they do.
To the schedule release.
Yeah, all those NFL shows that are on, they do it. Well, the NFL Network will have an elaborate presentation.
I got to think about, we just mentioned that the NFL draft end of April. NBA draft, people watch it. I don't watch it. It's two rounds. It's not a big deal. MLB draft is 1,000 rounds. People don't watch that either. NFL draft, people sit down and watch it. It's like that's the sporting event. It's a draft. Mm. We're talking about a schedule release day. And people will be on NFL Network. They're on. Yep. Will be on ESPN. Looking forward to the schedule release. I mean,
how much?
I love the NFL. You know, NFL is king. But even I know that's a little bit extreme.
You're looking to fill time. I mean, the NFL Network has to fill time, and that's a good way to do it. It's a good way. It's a good, and we do a little bit of that in our world. Just anything we glom onto, and make and talk about as long as we can. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care.
Okay, there's the only. I mean, I had a day of work yesterday. Not a day of fun. A day of work. The only fun thing for me was walking into Russ's in Havelock. Russ's.
I like where this is going.
Russ's in Havelock. I just had to get a few things, but playing over the loudspeaker, and it seemed really loud too, which was great, was Rubber Band Man. And I was
took you back to your high school days, right, with your buddy that was singing that when he would
Joe Justice, my friend Joe Justice, on when we were playing football on someone. It was, I don't mind saying the name, Todd Bader, his lawn. And I remember it distinctly, Joe Justice, as he was carrying the football and making moves. He was a good player, by the way. He was a good player at Columbus. But we were playing just, you know, in the yard. He would sing the words to Rubber Band Man. Rubber band, rubber band man, rubber band. As he
I just wish I could see that.
Oh, he was a funny
kid. I can visualize it, but I wish I could have seen it actually in person.
He was a funny dude. I hope he's still alive.
The Spinners, by the way, Rubber Band Man.
Yeah, and it was playing pretty loud. And I was singing a little bit. I don't mind saying it. Oh, the other thing I was going to tell you, I was going to bring this up. You've covered pretty well my awkwardness in public. You've given people a sense of that.
Yes, I have.
There's a couple things I've done at the gym that I've had to curb.
Oh, no.
I'm not when I'm lifting or doing some exercise, I don't grunt and yell too much.
Let me judge that. Let me follow you and see if that's accurate or not.
But I do catch myself doing this odd thing, and I've noticed people's heads turning a couple times. I got to stop doing it. Where I will do something, not just a round of sit-ups, say, you know, a set of sit-ups, and I get done. I don't do anything immediately after. I go walk, and then it hits me, and out loud I'll say, "Damn!"
Like you're impressed with what you did, or you're
impressed
hurting?
Or hurting, or not impressed as much as
you
hurting.
Yell out, "Damn!" at the gym.
It might be 3 minutes after the set.
How many times per workout are you doing this? Every time, every set.
I've caught myself doing it. I'd say 7 or 8 times over the course of 3 months.
You know, it's the judgment free zone.
Yeah,
but y'all, there's also a lunk alarm too.
Well,
at Planet Fitness,
there
you
is a lunk alarm.
Off.
I'm just more concerned about just a couple of people have turned their heads like what?
What is wrong with that guy?
With the old man.
There's Zipple over there.
Said damn for no apparent reason.
Himself for his workout regime.
I don't think it was a thing where I was impressed. It was just a response to fatigue, I think.
Is this a tick then you have?
Yeah, a tick.
A tick.
A tick.
Damn!
Yeah. You did it. That was Jake. Yeah, that was Jake.
I was doing that.
That was good.
I was trying to give an example of what that might sound like.
That was good. Anyway, there's some more idle chit chat. Now we got to get to. Come on, let's talk ball.
Okay. Well,
There's some news.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. If you've not done it yet, 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. If you haven't done it yet, get on top of that. It's a little late in the process. We're talking about mid-May, early May.
It is late.
That's an April to March thing, honestly. So, but if you haven't yet, please, 402-440-6297. Call or text Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. The hype train is high for Nebraska football as we get...
It's not out of control.
Well, it's Joel Klatt, Fox Sports analyst, the lead analyst for them on their broadcast on Big Noon, has gone through his early top 25 for next year. So the post-spring top 25 for next year. Nebraska is at 22nd, right behind Arizona, just ahead of our friend Lance Leipold in Kansas.
Nebraska.
Coming off a 5-7 football season, no bowl game since 2016. Joel Klatt is buying Matt Rhule stock. He is drinking the Rhule-Aid right now.
This is significant. Because if you had to list, rank, the top five college football analysts right now, Klatt would be numero uno.
He's first or second.
Who would be first?
I mean, Kirk Herbstreit's up there, obviously. Herbie.
Yeah, go with Klatt.
Klatt's, I'm just saying Herbstreit's always in the conversation. Always.
Klatt seems to be more active now.
I'd agree with that.
But Klatt, daily commentary, pretty much, right?
Well, he has his own podcast. Yeah. So he's actively involved, all the time.
Klatt ranking Nebraska number 22 is not like Athlon ranking Nebraska number 22. No shot at Athlon. It's just, I mean, Klatt's got a lot more credibility than most. I mean, he's got a lot more credibility than me, for instance, just so Athlon's not offended. Okay.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Appreciate that.
I mean, this got my attention.
Well, if you want to hear, this was not just a throwaway comment by Joel Klatt. He went in depth on this.
He nails it, too. I heard it.
Well, here it is. I'll play it for you.
This is Joel Klatt.
Joel Klatt.
The national analyst for college football. Commentary on, I guess, why he ranked Nebraska number 22.
Here we go.
I think Nebraska is going to be a pretty darn good football team. They won 5 games a year ago in year number 1 for Matt Rhule. And yet, they should have been a lot better. Their defense was a top 20 defense in the country, scoring and yards. And granted, you could say that about a lot of Big Ten West teams, but those were the numbers. They lost 4 games by exactly 3 points. And in those games, they had 15 turnovers. Folks, 15 turnovers, 13 of those 15 were by the quarterbacks. They were minus 17 in the turnover margin last year, which was the second worst in the country. So they lost. They won 5 and they lost 4, all by exactly 3 points with those turnover numbers. It does not take a rocket scientist to know that if Dylan Raiola is just a little bit better at quarterback, which I think he can be, in particular from a turnover standpoint, this could easily be a team that wins 8 or 9 football games. Nebraska is a good program, and I think Matt Rhule is a heck of a coach. He's worked everywhere that he's been. Temple, Baylor, they don't have to play Oregon, they don't have to play Michigan, and they don't have to play Penn State. To me, they could be 7-0 headed into that Ohio State game. I think their toughest game before that game is probably Colorado. We'll see if they can beat Colorado, and that's in the eighth game of the year, that Ohio State game. I think Nebraska is an interesting one. They could wind up a lot higher than this. Watch out for Nebraska.
All right. Joel Klatt has spoken on Nebraska football. And again, the hype train is rolling.
Oh, come on.
It's rolling.
Oh, come on. I mean, we're not.
Listen, Dylan Raiola was making national highlights post-spring game.
I know.
What he looked like out there.
I don't think people are going overboard in this market. Now, isn't it interesting? If you or I came on these airwaves and said Nebraska could be 7-0 heading into Ohio State, on our text line and our people driving, people would be saying, shut up, Jake. Shut up, Sip. Stop it. Stop.
It would.
Stop with the Kool-Aid. You know, if you came on the air and say, if Dylan Raiola is just okay, this team could easily win 8 or 9 games. If you said that or I said that, people don't want to hear that around here. I don't think a lot. Not everybody would react this way, but a lot of people would react like, "Shut up, just shut up."
We've heard that. Yeah. It didn't work out.
Simple. You always say that.
We have made a bowl game since 2016. Just shut up until they do it. Right. But that's what they would say.
But Joel Klatt saying it, it's a little different, or a lot different, isn't it? Isn't it?
We like to. Nebraska fans like to know what the national media thinks of them. We do. They
well, not all national. I don't care what some national media.
Well, Nebraska fans like to know where they stand at all times.
I mean, there's certain ones that get your attention. And Klatt, I'm going to say, Jake, you're right. Herb Street or Klatt, Klatt or Herb Street. They're at the top of the list of people I would care about. So this, I mean, I probably should have written a column about it. I could still do it. Yeah, it's hot in here. You turn that thing down.
Cool this thing down.
Man. This was quite a revelation yesterday. And I don't disagree with it. That's the thing. Now, I won't go so far as to say 7-0. They could be. I mean, they could be. That's what he says. He just says they could be. But I didn't believe it. I need to see it before I believe it mode with Nebraska, right?
Well, we have he addressed it that Nebraska's schedule. I mean, we all know it's backloaded. The last 5 games are the toughest. The first, he said Nebraska could be 7-0 with Colorado being the toughest game. And I think that who would push back on that? You look at the who they have in conference play. No one's scary in those first 7 games, including non-con. Nobody's
scary. Colorado a little scary?
Colorado's a little scary, but man,
Nebraska's
got to have the revenge factor going on here.
Now, hold on now there, Tiger.
Why?
Because.
We
Illinois
just,
is scary. Purdue is scary. Rutgers is scary. Well, I mean, Purdue regularly beats Nebraska.
Nebraska beat them last year.
I know. They did. But Purdue regularly beats Nebraska, right? Illinois regularly beats Nebraska.
Purdue's projection is a rough year this year.
Can't we say at this point Illinois regularly beats Nebraska?
It's sad to say that, but yes.
So why would you gloss over those games as easy?
Well, I'm not saying they're easy. Nebraska, in a year they went 5-7, beat both of those teams last year. One of those games on the road, Illinois on a Friday night, and at Purdue here in Lincoln.
Pretty decisive Friday night win.
Yes, Nebraska looked good. Harburg played well. The defense was exceptional that game.
Purdue.
The defense was great against Purdue also here in Lincoln.
Yep.
You had a block kick for a touchdown, block field goal for a touchdown in that game.
I mean, I'm in the, like,
that's
why. I'm in the mode of they could do it. I don't want to act like it's 1999 around here.
I don't think anybody's saying that.
Well,
8 or 9
like
wins
that.
Is not the same way as 99, my friend.
It feels like that when we're just saying, 7-0. 7-0.
No, no one's just saying
7-0.
No. That's not. The schedule sets up for that to be possible.
Okay.
If we're saying 7-0 and they're playing Michigan in the first 7 games, they're playing Oregon. Okay, then that's a little bit ludicrous by Nebraska fans. But because your toughest game on paper the first 7 games is Colorado, who's coming off a 4-win season and has also once again turned over the roster, that's why there's some legitimacy to saying that, hey, do we expect 7-0? No. But it's possible with what is seen on paper with the schedule.
All right. I'm okay with all that.
Thank you.
He also points out that Nebraska lost 4 games by 3 points apiece. Joel Klatt points this out. And had 15 turnovers in those games, including 13 by the quarterbacks.
Yikes.
Now, this is where I glean confidence because that's not happening again. That won't happen again. If it does happen again, what I keep saying, if that does happen again, we're in all kinds of trouble. Staff's in all kinds of trouble. I mean, the head coach would be in trouble. The station would be in trouble.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
I mean, if Nebraska turns the ball over at the rate it did last year, which is 31 turnovers, and it ranks 2nd in the country in turnovers back-to-back years, and the quarterback turns it over like that, I don't even know what people will do.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
It can't happen. It could happen. It can't happen.
Kiss the sellout streak goodbye.
It should be.
Goodbye. I mean, I don't want to go there. That's really ugly conversation we don't need to get into. It's not happening. That's not. There's no way we're going to watch a repeat. No way. Okay, quarterbacks last year, touchdown interception ratio was 10 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Do you think we're going to see that again?
He better not.
No.
Dylan's very good. That'd be stunning if he did that.
It would be a, yeah. No.
It's the first year of college football. He might have a rough go in his first year.
But it's not like that.
It'd be surprising.
He's not throwing 16 picks.
It would be surprising.
Yeah.
With only 10 touchdowns. If he throws as many picks, I would think he'd have way more touchdowns.
Jameis Winston does that.
He does, yeah. How's Dylan's vision compared to Jameis?
I hope it's much better.
He had some vision problems.
God, you watch Jameis. He couldn't
see.
Jameis just tries to fit balls into windows that don't exist. He does.
Well, he had the Brett Favre type thing. I got a strong arm. I'm gonna fit that between three defenders. Yeah. Watch this. Yeah, watch this.
He does it 12 times a game.
Yeah,
tries to. Anyway. Yeah, Klatt. Joel Klatt has Nebraska at number 22. We should go through the rest of the top 25, shouldn't we?
We should. Do you have it pulled up?
Yes, it was interesting.
Please,
it's interesting. Note: 9 of the top 10 are from Big Ten or SEC schools.
The Power Two, baby.
Ohio State. Ohio State, numero uno by Joel Klatt. Georgia, number 2. Texas, number 3. How about that?
Mm.
Oregon, number 4. Pretty big flex there by the Big Ten, right? 1 and 4. Five was a surprise to many people. Ole Miss.
Mm.
They are coming off 11-2. They are coming off 11-2. On paper, according to On3, Ole Miss has one of the most talented rosters across college football. Okay.
Lost their star running back to Ohio State.
Hey, by the way, it says bringing in 20 players so far this offseason, including 7. This is Ole Miss. 7 from within the SEC. With proven production like Juice Wells, Princely Umanmielen,
that'd be Prince Will's brother.
Yeah, and Walter Nolan.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay, that's 5.
That's your top 5.
That's 5. Almost 6, Utah.
Hello, Kyle Whittingham.
Hello, quarterback Cam Bad Moon Rising.
Back.
He's back.
Didn't play last year. Injured.
Aiken say that. 7. Okay, that's 6 Utah. Start of the second 5. 6 Utah. 6 Utah. High.
And for those who push back, listen, Utah has proven it year in, year out. They've been a top 15, top 10 team a lot under Kyle Whittingham. And Cam Rising was not healthy, didn't play last year. They had injuries at quarterback throughout the whole season.
Yeah.
Had a backup. He got hurt. I mean, so it wasn't a typical Utah year, but yeah, they got banged up. They're a very good team.
Yeah, Klatt said death, taxes, and Utah football. Oh, he said their premier team in the Big 12. The premier program in the Big 12. Is that right? I guess it would be.
Well, Oklahoma's gone. Texas is gone.
Right. Yeah.
Kansas, think about Kansas. Is KU in that conversation?
No.
I know.
I mean, Lance is our dear friend.
It's Utah.
Lance is a dear friend, but you can't put Kansas in the Utah category. Kansas State. Now Lance would really kill me saying that about Kansas State, his arch rival. Anyway, Utah.
It appears 6. To be Utah, yeah.
Who have you not mentioned, Jake?
Alabama?
7.
Roll Tide.
Thank you.
Kalen DeBoer. Replacing Nick Saban. No tough task there, right?
This is where Klatt, I think, errs. And I'm really surprised he did this. Michigan 8.
High on their defense.
Yeah. Really just a massive amount of turnover, though. Starting, of course, with Jim Harbaugh. Well, you're hot, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. The temperature is not going down. It's going up in here. It's like 78 degrees.
Nine players selected in the draft. Anyway, Michigan 8, according to Klatt. Penn State in its familiar spot, familiar region. Region 9. Always in that area, right?
Think about that. They're not a forgotten team in the Big Ten because they're obviously good. But it's been Ohio State, Michigan, and then there's Penn State. Mm-hmm. Good. Top 10 team.
Yeah.
Very solid.
Mm-hmm.
But just third. You know, always third. In this case, they're fourth behind Oregon also in the Big Ten.
Yep. 10. This should bother Nebraska fans a little bit. Missouri. Huh.
Eli Drinkwitz getting it done.
So Missouri can be a top 10 team.
Oh, did you hear the end of Joe Klatt's commentary on Nebraska? He said Nebraska could be much higher than 22.
Okay.
If things go right. See, should I play that very last part again?
No. Okay. Right. So to review the top 10.
All right then.
Ohio State 1, Georgia 2, Texas 3, Oregon 4, Ole Miss 5. Ole Miss 5, that's a big one. Utah 6, Alabama 7, a little low. Michigan 8, high. Penn State 9, Missouri 10.
And again, Nebraska 22nd in these rankings by Joel Klatt, just behind Arizona 21st, just ahead of Lance Leipold in Kansas at number 23.
How about that, Nebraska? I think if you're a Nebraska fan this morning, I think you feel pretty good. That Joel Klatt, who is esteemed, who is studied, who is reputable, has Nebraska number 22. I think it's a good sign, Jake.
You know, we argued at length about this years ago, about this whole underdog mentality about Nebraska. As a team that's got 5 national titles, I would say that it's been years since that happened. Nebraska's been poor for the last 7 years. They've not made a bowl game since 2016. Part of me that says, hey, you know what? I kind of want to be under the radar this year.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't need the 22nd ranking. Yeah, that's nice by Joel Klatt, but
don't do that.
I want a team that wants to go and needs to go prove
you're still under themselves. You're still under the radar.
I know, but they were 5-7 last year with a million turnovers.
Joel Klatt, as much as I respect this top 25, is not putting you on the radar. You're off the radar. You're still off the radar.
He said they could go higher than 22nd.
I know.
Wouldn't be surprised.
This is one ranking in the month of May. They're off the radar.
Do you expect Nebraska to be in more rankings when they come out these next few months?
Now I think they will be more because people are going to look at Klatt. I mean, Klatt's a leader. The followers will there'll be people that, there'll be people that think more about Nebraska now. Yeah, they will. Right. They will. Joel Klatt.
There you go. Joel Klatt, Fox Sports analyst. Maybe if not the top one or two.
Give me the third in your mind.
Analyst for college football?
Yeah. Who do you listen to? I'm testing you now. You just got to sleep a few hours ago.
I know. I've been busy.
Yeah. I don't even know
What was that face? I saw a face there.
I don't know. There wasn't a face. I just raised my eyebrows.
Number 3 analyst?
Who would be a third that you would look at? There's a long line of them.
Well, listen, I like Gary Danielson, commentator, but he's not really an analyst on the team. You know, he doesn't do podcasts. He's not doing extra stuff. I like him.
I've put you on the spot, and if you reverse this,
wouldn't be Brock Huard. Brock Huard's good, but not bad. He's not the Joel Klatt level. He's good. He's solid.
Yeah, he's good.
He's not Joel Klatt level.
He came with a name, though. I appreciate that. Huard has his own show. He pays close attention to. I would listen to Huard. Would you listen to Neuheisel in this discussion?
I like Rick Neuheisel. Yeah, I like
Neuheisel. I don't know that Neuheisel breaks things down like this, though.
He can.
Okay. I wonder if he would have a top 25.
Rick Neuheisel's the man. That guy's great.
Okay. I wonder if he would have a top 25 like Klatt does.
He sat down with us, not you and me, but sat down with our table at Media Days in Indy. He was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just a wonderful guy. Wonderful guy. Good talker. Mm-hmm. Good golfer, by the way. He's like a plus one handicap.
Is that right?
Yeah, he'd kick my butt.
Neuheisel's a plus one.
He's a plus one. Very good. Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Lincoln Industries. Sip, are you looking for a job that feels like family? Join us at Lincoln Industries, where tradition meets innovation. They're a family-owned, privately held manufacturing company with a passion for excellence and a commitment to the community. Openings in all shifts at both the main plant and air park locations. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting out, there's a place for you at Lincoln Industries. Apply now and become a part of something special at LincolnIndustries.com. And again, shout out to Scott Miller, the future governor and mayor of Lincoln.
I think mayor first, then governor. Or is that the way it would go usually?
It'd be weird to go governor and then to mayor.
He could catch the mayor job coming down, you know? Just something to do.
Yeah, I guess he needs something to do. Be the mayor. Why not?
Yeah.
When we come back, Snoop Dogg in a bowl game? Discuss that next, an early break in the ticket.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.